Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, you know how when you have a job done, maybe on your house or some other kind of a handyman job, they quote you a price, and then they get in there and say, oh, well, we didn't factor in the fact that you have mold or you have something collapsing. Somewhat of a similar story with a major development project in Schenectady.
They started to tear down four buildings on Lower State Street yesterday. This was part of the Mill Artisan District that's being planned for the lower part of State Street in Schenectady. For people familiar with Schenectady, that's the area near Schenectady County Community College. So the block of four adjoining two-story buildings was slated to be, renovated. They were old. They thought they would be pretty funky with the exposed brick walls. But when the developer got in there, they found that the deterioration of the buildings was so bad they actually had to tear them down. We went in April and took a tour of it, and even then they were hopeful that they could restore these buildings. But the State Office of Historic Preservation determined there was no significant historic value to the structures, so they gave the approval to tear these buildings down. An old blockhouse remains on track for conversion as part of that project. It'll be a restaurant, and there's an old firehouse that they're also going to renovate. This Mill Artisan District plan has grown from $14 million to $24 million in projected cost, and then now includes an apartment complex. Vision includes a brewery, a distillery, and a cooperage, center for food and beverage production and development, lab and training facilities for the culinary arts program at Schenectady County Community College, and craft beverage lab. The district received a commitment of $2.3 million in the state's 2016 Regional Economic Development Council round of awards, and is being considered for a similar grant this year due to the addition of that big apartment building that they've added. So it's starting to take shape. It's just taken a little bit of a different direction with the tearing down of those buildings. They're going to build brand new buildings instead.
Do we have any sense of how much more it might cost, or if they'll have to reach out for more funding?
They are reaching out for that $2.9 million in additional state funding. Certainly, it will cost more to build new, but sometimes developers will say, restoring an old building almost is sometimes more expensive than just building fresh.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this or other stories in the paper today, head to dailygazette.com. Judy, as always, we thank you.